in which the present is always right because it is rooted in a selectively interpreted past. In this structure of thought, opposition becomes heresy, debate is equated with disloyalty, and criticism is dismissed as ignorance of historical truth. Rather than encouraging reflection, history becomes a weapon used to suppress it, forging a chain of continuity where there may have been rupture, and claiming inevitability where there was once choice. Moreover, by treating the past as a mirror that flatters the present, societies risk repeating its darkest moments. The lessons that lie buried in forgotten injustices or inconvenient defeats remain unheeded, and the false sense of inherited righteousness blinds communities to the suffering inflicted in the name of memory. When political movements justify themselves by appealing to golden ages or ancestral grievances, they not only distort the record but poison the future with the mists of a glorified or embittered past. True engagement with history requires humility before its complexity, a willingness to dwell in ambiguity, and the courage to accept that not all inheritances are honorable. Only in such reckoning can the past serve not as a justification, but as a guide, warning against repetition, and reminding that every generation must forge its own path, informed but not dictated by what came before. The memory of past wrongs, once woven into the collective consciousness of a people, seldom lies dormant. Though time may pass and generations may change, the emotional weight of injury endured or injustice unavenged often lingers beneath the surface, ready to rise again when stirred by fear, pride, or grievance. Far from fading, such memories are preserved through ritual, story, and silence, transmitted not always by fact, but by feeling, and sharpened each time they are recalled in moments of political or cultural tension. Old wounds left unattended or deliberately nurtured become powerful instruments for mobilizing identity. They offer both explanation and purpose, casting present-day suffering or struggle as the rightful heir to earlier humiliation. In this way, memory becomes a source of moral license. Hatreds are passed down as opinions, not as inheritances, and violence, when it erupts, is framed not as aggression, but as rectification. What begins as remembrance ends in retribution. Such dynamics are most perilous when history is reduced to a binary of victim and oppressor. For this, simplification allows no space for reconciliation. Nuance is sacrificed to solidarity. Forgiveness becomes betrayal. Entire communities may be defined by events they never witnessed, but are expected to avenge, while others are condemned for crimes committed long before their birth. In this transfer of blame and suffering across generations, new conflicts are ignited not despite the past, but because of it. The mechanisms through which memory fuels renewed violence are often subtle. A monument erected in defiance rather than mourning. A textbook rewritten to emphasize ancestral heroism. A public speech laced with half-remembered grievances. All these become threads in a fabric woven from selective remembrance. In such a climate, to question the memory is to deny the pain, and to seek dialogue is to risk being seen as traitorous to one's own. Without spaces for mourning that do not demand vengeance, without the possibility of remembering without resenting, societies remain caught in a cycle where history does not teach but torments. The burden of the past becomes not a foundation for wisdom, but a chain that binds future generations to battles not of their making, repeating the tragedies they were taught to revere or regret. Over time, societies that once openly invoked race or religion to justify power, exclusion, or conquest have been compelled by shame, resistance, or sheer moral awakening to retreat from such overt declarations. The language of superiority rooted in blood or belief has grown unacceptable in public discourse, leaving behind a silence where once there had been certainty. Laws have changed, institutions have shifted, and collective sensibilities have evolved at least